Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. Do you have a plumbing emergency? Call Four Seasons. An electrical emergency? Call Four Seasons. A heating or cooling emergency? Call Four Seasons. Same day hot water tank installation needed? Call Four Seasons. Need a whole home generator? Call Four Seasons. We guarantee same day installation on all heating, cooling, plumbing, and electrical needs. And no extra charge for nights, weekends, or holidays.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts. Blah, blah, blah.
Get up!
Wake up!
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
And Alice at 97.3.
This part of the show is brought to you by The Weeknd. The Weeknd. I mean, it doesn't have another E in there, so Weeknd.
Oh.
The Weeknd is coming to town, and it is a big deal. Oh, check your, we got a little bit confused with last week's. Are we sure it's the right word? Here we go. So, The Weeknd, After Hours Till Dawn Tour, July 8th at Levi Stadium, courtesy of Live Nation. All you have to do is text the word need. I almost said her name too. All you have to do is text the word need, N-E-E-D. We were giving away some different tickets last week.
Yeah.
You look so confused.
I don't know what happened.
I got thrown.
And I don't know.
I got thrown.
Okay.
I very much Ron Burgundy'd that.
It's totally my fault. Everybody, I'm sorry. Sorry for interrupting your Monday with nonsense.
Oh, I think it'll be all right. I'm not sure, but usually these things work out. Nobody dies on radio. So the word is need. Let me start over. Take all this out.
I might die. I'll fix it in post, but I might die.
Okay. The Weeknd. We have your tickets to The Weeknd on the After Hours Till Dawn Tour on July 8th at Levi Stadium, courtesy of Live Nation. All you have to do is text the word need, N-E-E-D, to our contest line 20357. Need to our contest line 20357 to check out The Weeknd this summer. Sarah's code word is need. Sorry, I'm just, you know, I'm very Ron Burgundy. And the Grammy for the best country album of the year goes to Beyonce.
Mm-hmm.
And then all the country people went, what now? What just happened?
There were some looks on some faces that were interesting, but I would say the most interesting look was on Beyonce's face. She was flabbergasted.
Yeah, she did not think that was going to happen. There were some big country albums this year.
Well, Lainey Wilson specifically was one where you could see she was like
bell bottom country.
Yep.
Is that her thing? Yeah,
and she was the one that had that look on her face, like,
wait, Beyonce just beat me for the country thing.
What just happened?
Yeah, I was too in for that.
I don't think that she was being. I didn't feel like she was being nasty towards Beyonce. Right. I just felt like she must have thought, this is my year to win,
right?
And then didn't.
Right.
Could be wrong.
Well, I wonder if she won at other award shows, because that would make sense. All these, the country music ones, they were like, oh, we don't even know who Beyonce is, and she didn't put out a country record. And if she did, we don't notice it. It seemed to be the prevailing attitude.
Well, she was there with her kid and her husband, and they all stood up like, whoa. Whoa, what just happened? Mom,
you know,
we see
a lot of Blue Ivy, but don't they have a set of twins or something too? Don't they have a couple other kids?
I don't know.
Maybe they only have the one kid.
No, I bet they have more.
I felt like they had twins, but I don't know.
They have twins.
Oh, they do?
Yeah.
How old are they?
They're seven.
They're still pretty young.
They're going to start rolling them out pretty soon, though.
Blue is pretty young. Like, she's about the same age as my daughter.
She's 13. Yeah.
She's 13.
So a couple years older, but still,
I didn't
realize
she was that old.
Yikes. But she's already doing a lot of TV.
I want to say she's won a Grammy. I think she did something on Brown Skin Girl or something.
Mm.
Is that the name of the song?
She voiced something in Mufasa. She was a young
oh, yeah,
lion
yeah,
cub,
yeah, that's right.
Kiara.
Well, the mom, Nala, is that the name of the female lion? That's yes. That's Beyonce's role. So it's not too surprising that her daughter would be played nope. by her actual daughter.
And Blue Ivy won Young Stars Award at the 2024 BET Awards.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
She never won a Grammy.
I don't see any Grammys here for her.
Because you got to get started early on these Grammys in the Beyonce family.
Well, that kid, I could see someone wanting their kid to get started on this
sure.
stuff. And I would be, I don't know what Beyonce did. Maybe she was like, no, not only are you going to pay me more money than I did last time, but you're also hiring my kid. But I would say, absolutely, I will do this job for free if you let my kid have a role.
Have these experiences, child.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, it can only help. Like, and she's always going to be famous. She's always going to be Jay-Z and Beyonce's kid.
They don't need the money.
They definitely don't need the money, but that kid, you know, needs to build her own. Don't they have like a Blue Ivy clothing line or something too? Like they really, I think it's, you know, it's pretty. Pretty name. Anyway, Beyonce won. Yay. It was a bit of a shock, she said, putting it mildly, for some country fans, mostly because Beyonce dominated the country section of the awards, even though she has said Cowboy Carter, not a country album. The Grammys disagreed. Maybe they just don't know that many country artists. She also won Album of the Year for Cowboy Carter. So she.
I can't say I've listened to it.
Oh, I've listened to a few of the tracks on there.
I don't know. None.
It's not really for me, you know. I'm not a country fan. It does. Not all of it sounds super country to me anyway. You know, it's Beyonce. I'm not going home listening to a bunch of country music. I'll tell you. I don't really know. Anyway, Beyonce and Miley won the award for best country duo / group performance too. And then a lot of fans did not like the fact that they beat out Morgan Wallen and Post Malone. Everybody thought that was going to be the shoe-in for the best country duo group performance.
Hmm.
In country's top four category. Now listen, I'm not doing a full Grammys breakdown here. We did that in the 7 o'clock hour. That's available as a podcast and that's, you know, go get that if you've just got to have our hot takes on the Grammys. Oh, yeah. So here's just a couple of the top four categories in country. Best country song went to Casey Musgraves, The Architect is the name of the song. Best country album was Beyonce. When she was accepting the award, she said, I think genre is a code word to keep us all in our place as artists. Best country solo performance goes to Chris Stapleton with It Takes a Woman. He continues to be
He's
beloved.
Good.
Yeah.
I listen to him.
And best country duo group performance does go to Beyonce and Miley Cyrus with Two Most Wanted. Shaboozy was also up for best new artist and that went to Chapel Roan. Well, Chapel had a year. I mean, you could make an argument for Shaboozy. 19 weeks at number one is pretty impressive.
Mm-hmm.
So, if you're interested, I suppose I could put the entire Grammys. Do we put up like a results page?
I put up a nice little recap, but I can put up a results page too.
Beyonce is doing a 2025 Cowboy Carter tour. I do not have dates for that yet. Yes, Vinny, your hand is up.
Will she sing all the single ladies, even though it's a Cowboy Carter tour?
She better.
I feel like. It's a Beyonce show. I would think that she would do that. If she only played the stuff on Cowboy Carter, isn't that just like an hour-long show? Or 45-minute show?
I don't know.
I feel like she would do all those. I think if you're going to a Beyonce show, you can expect to see
There's
the
lots of covers she could do, 9 to 5.
Is it the Beyonce's periods tour?
Maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know. I was just curious.
Yeah.
Let me know when you know.
Beyonce... Various sections tour. You know, I just try to figure out how she's going to.
Well, look, I realize what she said, I don't disagree with her. You know, the whole genre thing isn't, you don't have to be like, that's kid stuff where if you're a punker, you have to be a punker and you have to hate people who like heavy metal because
right.
we're not the same or whatever. Right. And that's just kid stuff.
Yeah.
That said. I do think, you know, some might see that as just sort of carpet bagging. Like, are you kidding? You just went a whole other genre.
Right.
I don't know.
You know, to me, though, I hear that and I feel like, okay, well, there's country artists and this is what they're doing. But it isn't like you own that genre of music. Like if somebody feels like they have that in them, I mean, shouldn't we just let artists do whatever they're feeling? Like, do, you know, if a guy has a hit painting with, you know, and it's all blue, like, does he now have to only put out like solid color paint? Like, here's what the paint, this was the hit.
Look, this conversation is absurd because in reality, the marketplace decides what people want to listen to and it doesn't
right
really matter. And this whole award thing, it's fun. God. I loved the show last night, but I do think it's a joke to hand people like you're the best out of these pop stars. Like it just, it's absurd.
God. I totally forgot you guys. I got the Ray-Bans. The Meta Ray-Bans.
What just reminded you of that? It has nothing to do with what we're talking about.
The ad that's on this page.
Oh, okay.
Because there it is.
It's like squirrel.
No, yeah. I'm done with the story. She's doing a Cowboy Carter thing. I don't have dates yet.
All right.
And then I'm scrolling down to see if there was any dates or any other little clues or interesting things. And the answer was no. And then I saw the Ray-Bans. So they're amazing.
I haven't seen one post of you with the glasses on.
I'll give you the, and you can try them on during the break because
you're carrying them.
Yeah, they're right here.
What?
Well, here's the thing: I didn't get them with my prescription, so I had to put my contacts in to use them.
Oh,
but
fudge!
I know, but they're great. So they're bone conduction headphones. So when they sit behind your ear.
Oh, you didn't get tinted lenses.
No, they're transitional. So if I was outside, they turn green.
Oh.
But they're for indoor. Try them on.
Oh my!
Try them on, and then all your controls are on the finger.
Okay, so
on your right hand side.
I actually have multiple pairs of Ray-Bans because they're easy to order, and they always are the same, and they fit well. These are thicker and heavier than any of the ones that I own.
Yeah, they're definitely a little on the heavier side. So. Then I'm going to, I'm in my library. I'm going to go to my playlist. Here we go. I think if you hook up, are you hearing it?
Hear stuff.
All right. So hold on. Let me go to another song.
What am I hearing? What song was that?
It's just some rando song off of my thing.
Oh, can you hear it? Is there any bleed over?
You can't. That's the thing. Somebody was saying that they were rocking out to Metallica and that no one could hear it. You can hear it. So now all the controls are.
This sounds great, by the way.
And it's not in your ears. It's behind, it's
Meta,
pushing.
Meta, please record Maddie recording me. It's not doing it.
Just say, hey, Meta.
Well, I can't hear it over the music.
Say, hey, Meta, take a
video.
Hey,
Meta, can you please record Maddie recording me right now? I see nothing.
Well, it's not going to.
Oh, I can't do that on your glasses, it said.
Oh. Well, because it's playing. I think it's just because it's playing stuff. Oh. But anyway, seriously, the video's amazing.
That sound was unreal. Like,
right?
Really, really good.
It's incredible. All right, so there we go, and I'm going to play that. That should be you.
Those look good on you.
Yeah, they're regular Ray-Bans. Are you hearing it right now? It's you can kind of hear
that
it.
Sounded Lean really, in. Lean really in good. Oh, you can hear it.
You can hear it. But it is not stuck in your ear, and it
sounded
clear.
Amazing.
I know. I was listening to a podcast on it. I was like, "Oh my god, this is incredible!" But it isn't as advertised, where nobody can hear it. Mm. But it is pretty cool. And when you go, "Hey Meta, take a picture," and then I was like, "Hey Meta, tell me what you see." And it was like, "Oh, I see you're in a dining room, and it has a dark wood table, and beyond it, I can see what looks like maybe a family room."
Oh.
And the color on the walls is, and it was, and I said, if I was outside, would you be able to, you know, give me directions?
Are you doing it? What are you doing with it when you tap
stopping
it?
Stopping the music.
Yeah, it's a stop-start thing. You can turn it up by moving your hand up and down.
So you've had them for how long?
I think I got them Friday right after the show.
Okay, we're talking about a weekend with the Meta glasses, right. And you say your review is how many stars out of how many stars?
You know, I'll give them 4 out of 5 for surprisingly good. But I think they have a long way to go. And for me personally, I was thinking they go on pretty tightly. And I was thinking maybe you could use them to while you surf. There is, you know, they're not, I didn't get a prescription in them.
I
don't know.
Maybe on a small day, that would be something you could, you know, do.
Right.
When it gets bigger, I get thrashed in the water. So they would come right off.
Is there a way, do you ever, like, if someone had to wear glasses, would they be able to put, like, some kind of band on the back
they
of
could,
them to kind
but
of keep
the, you know,
wouldn't what, work.
I've looked into that because I had a situation where I was starting to need long distance vision.
Yeah.
And I was really troubled because I wasn't picking up things at the speed I needed to. And I was afraid I was going to hurt somebody, including myself. I've started wearing contacts. That's what I use.
Yeah.
And I was even warned against it and told you can get all kinds of bacteria in your eyes if you're, A, you're probably putting them in at the water side, which is what I'm doing.
Right.
Because I've tried at home, and then I get down there and go, I'm not surfing today. I just wasted a pair of contacts.
Yep.
Great. So I put them in right there at the water side. And then they say, the water, you got to get them out immediately.
And you do, right?
And I then, try to. Right. I said, don't always immediately, because again, with the finger in the eye, it's another one of those.
I feel like you can really tell when there's an irritant, too, with contact lenses. Like, you put them in, and you... And they start to, if they start to bother you, I always just yank them out. Cause I had a thing where I got so effed up by a contact lens. I don't know if you remember that a couple years ago.
I do remember
and
that.
It was horrible.
Didn't you end up in the ER?
I did.
In Florida?
In Missouri. I was at like my brother's 50th or something. It was some crazy thing. Anyway, I got them. They're cool. Maddie, I was thinking I would let you take them home. You could go out and, you know, get some videos going and stuff, and
they're awesome. I can't
wait
to play
you,
with them.
I knew you were gonna like it.
Oh, I can see, you know, a runner.
Oh yeah,
those would work great.
The video's unbelievable.
Cyclists,
like, it's really good.
And if you wanted to put your prescription in them, plus listen to, like, that music sounded really good.
Yeah,
there was
it's
no
killer.
Yeah, and then you don't have a thing in your ear.
Right, nothing in your ear, nothing stuck in your ear. However, if you're listening to, I don't know, some kind of death metal or something, the lady next to you is going to hear it.
Well, right. But if you're biking down the road, A, you hear your song, but you could also pick up if a car was coming and honking.
Yeah, you're fully still able to hear. Okay. Yeah,
that's pretty cool.
I know. They're neat. So we'll get Maddie. I think Maddie will. I was just like, oh, those are great. Let me put them on the charger. And then I walked away from them for the rest of the weekend. So, but I think Maddie will actually.
What's the charge?
Use them. They were pretty much charged up when I got them, and you can ask it, you know, hey, what's the charge? And then you just, they don't even give you a cord. They're like, it's USB-C or whatever that's called.
Mm. I don't know. I'm just thinking about, I'm teaching today in person, so it'd be like, take.
Oh, that's funny.
And then I could be like, see, I told you you were looking at stuff you weren't supposed to look at on your computer. I got video proof right here.
Listen to you go.
By the way, it definitely does have a flashing light when it takes a picture and when it's doing a video.
Good,
it's flashing
at you.
Yeah, there's no secret. Unless you, I don't know, you could put electrical tape over it, I guess. You know, if you're a bad boy or bad girl, whatever. A bad person. Mm. What's coming up in the news, Vin?
Teens should never have caffeine.
Oh.
Vegetarians, hot or not, and more after these.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
And
yeah.
Alice at 97.3.
Let it burn. It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Check out the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. All the stuff we talked about, we toss it right up there. It's all happening at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by another Alice Escape with Bruno Mars. All this week, listen at 3:05. That's Jane, everyone.
Jane, she's got an escape for you.
Listen to Jane. Get the code word. Text that code word to our contest line, 20357. Oh. That's 2035. That's the number for the contest line.
Yeah, not the place you normally text us.
I will enter you for a chance to win 2 tickets to see Bruno Mars at Dolby Live in Las Vegas on June 2nd, a 2-night hotel stay at Park MGM, and round-trip airfare for you and a guest, courtesy of Live Nation.
Sweat.
Thanks, Live Nation.
Yeah.
Here's what's happening. By the way, I know that it kind of went, it was said, but it was kind of went unsaid. Taylor got skunked last night, didn't she? At the Grammys, Taylor won nothing.
Yeah.
And she had an album out.
She did. She had a few nominations, but she wasn't the leader of the pack.
No, but she didn't even, it's shocking, really. I'm blown away. She looked absolutely stunning.
Well, she was ready. She presented an award, right?
She presented an award, and I believe that was for, I can't remember who it was
for. I'm going to look and just see if there's anything of her on.
Oh, it was for country.
Was it?
She said, and that's the one that Beyonce won. Yeah, she said, on this stage, however many years ago, I won the country award.
Oh, funny.
For an album I made. And I even remember, do you remember when she came out with that statement and video saying, I'm going pop?
Yeah, I'm not and I thought, to be considered a country artist anymore.
The nads on this girl. And turns out she knew she had the map and was ready to go.
Right. Yeah, I'm going to go over here. I'm going to run ahead over here.
Dang.
Yeah.
Called her shot and fulfilled it like nobody ever has.
I really don't think of her as a country artist anymore.
Nobody does.
I just, she's her own thing. She can do whatever she wants.
Anyway, weird to see a Grammys go by where she's got an album out and skunk.
Doesn't win a single award.
Huh. According to, I don't know what that means. I'm going to do a story here real quick. Okay. She's making a bunch of
I'm so mad that she didn't get any awards.
Oh, okay.
That's all. Choking people out.
According to new health guidelines, kids and teenagers between 5 and 18 should never have caffeine.
Oh.
Never.
Well, so now, much for your monster drink.
There's caffeine in your sodas, there's that.
Caffeine in everything. Well, chocolate.
I know, but... While my daughter doesn't drink coffee or much that Starbucks offers, she wants to go there with her little girlfriends.
Mm-hmm.
Like they're catering.
Is there stuff there that she can
not
get?
Really, but her friend, well, yes, she wants she can to go chat there, with her friends.
Sure. So buy a water.
But they must be buying drinks there.
Right.
I mean, there's a bunch of stuff in the, I don't know if it's smoothie related or.
Yeah. Well, they've got all those kind of like milkshakey style drinks. Those frappuccinos, those things that's not a coffee drink.
It's
that's more
too.
Of a dessert.
Tasty,
oh my God.
Like a dessert, exactly.
Delicious. And with whipped cream on top. Come on.
Teenagers between 5 and 18 should never have caffeine. Did you start drinking coffee before you were 18?
Oh, yes. And not only that, my mom would make me milk coffee all the time.
Milk coffee?
She'd put in like... A big splash of coffee and pour the rest with milk and put in a spoonful
of
sugar.
How old were you for that?
Young. I was drinking those when I was, I think I still lived at our house in Kingston, so I had to be under 8 years old. Yeah.
Allie.
What, well,
are you kidding me? Look at me. I turned out great.
No, it's not that. It's that anybody who knows the kid, you want this kid to go down for, at bedtime, you want this kid to sleep.
I was relentless, though, and it tasted so good. She would it would be... A glass of milk. It's basically a glass of milk. A little bit of coffee and a big spoonful of sugar. Oh, yeah.
When I was...
Coffee, milk. Coffee,
just
milk.
Able to go get on the bus and take it to the beach and go surfing. It was big gulps and Pop-Tarts.
Mm.
That's what I used my money on. Later, it became 7-Eleven coffee with the Irish cream.
Yeah, the French vanilla.
No, there was an Irish cream one, too.
Oh.
I think.
Yeah.
Anyway,
yeah, okay.
You'd pour that in, and it was just sugary, and it would turn it into kind of...
Caffeine and sugar, delicious.
It turned it into something the kid would want, and I drank that a lot from 16 on. That was my go-to drink.
Mine was Mountain Dew.
Yeah, Mountain Dew is... If your kids are asking you for Mountain Dew... You might have a caffeine problem. So why are they sating never?
They just say they should also limit their intake of 100% juice and flavored milks and avoid sugar-sweetened beverages and drinks containing artificial sweeteners. They say instead they should stick to water and plain milk. Oh, a lot of people will debate you on the plain milk, but okay. I mean, there's so... The milk, category is so splintered with all the different options.
Yeah, that's, but water, like There's a lot of people who are like, I would never drink a glass of water.
Hmm.
Like, I don't.
That's true.
It's super boring.
Christina used to not drink water. She does now.
I love water. I just love it. Like, there's nothing like it. Come home, drink a huge glass of water. Oh.
And I agree with this. Experts are concerned because a lot of energy drinks have large amounts of caffeine, and too much can cause sleep issues, high blood pressure, and anxiety. And the way kids already have anxiety and
you don't
already
need
don't sleep great, and you're adding, like, if I have a Red Bull, I am tweaking. I'm like full on tripping. And I'll do that before a night gig if I'm just absolutely so tired because we get up at 3 and I got to do, you know, till 11.
Yep.
I'll do a Red Bull, but I am tweaked.
And then good luck getting to sleep.
Right. But I was working. I had to go out and be up for it. Caffeine also, caffeine withdrawal adds to its problem, which can be headaches.
Yep.
Certainly you go, you know.
You can actually get more jittery. And with your headache from trying to get rid of coffee.
Anyway, they're saying here, don't give your kid.
Yeah.
If you can.
You know,
if you can avoid
I don't know. These are people who are growing at an incredible rate. Like, put only good foods and drinks into them.
You know, I do understand parents, though, because we just had this happen where you give your kid a little bit of rope and you go, all right, you can use the screen for this reason and this moment. And then suddenly it's this slope that you're on. And then you realize I have to pull all of this out of your hands because you've got anxiety now about it. You're tripping over whether or not some older kid texted you back for no, just because.
Right.
Well, of course they didn't text you back. You're 11. What are you even doing with them in your phone? Well, but I know them from, we had to pull her off of everything because it was a problem. Yeah. That's a slippery slope. It happens
it
fast.
It really is. Yep. And it's, they're little. They're not really equipped to deal with rejection and things.
And caffeine.
And caffeine. And just, I mean, just like things that are, you know, well, I'm talking more about the phone and screen stuff. Like, it's just, you know, and we don't know. It's not like we grew up with them and survived it. Like, what the hell's going to happen? What is going to happen?
This is one of those stories that I, you know, people decide what they want. Or are vegetarians hot or not? According to the dating apps, it's likely if you have vegetarian on your list that you are going to be skipped.
Unless the person's a vegetarian.
And I think that's a good move.
Right.
They should skip
you. They're a vegetarian.
You shouldn't be with someone who's going to constantly be taking you for steaks, prime rib, and burgers if you're veg. I would absolutely go with someone that was a vegetarian. I wouldn't think twice about it.
Yeah.
Vegan would be hard.
Yeah, vegan is just like right there in the name, like, oh, this person's a problem.
I can't have eggs. I got to have eggs.
This person's.
No, they're going to lecture me.
They're going to make me get rid of my leather jacket.
No.
You couldn't wear that sweater? That's got leather patches on it.
Yeah.
Well, they're not going to. I mean, look at him.
You
think
can't,
a vegan's going to walk away from that? Come on.
I'm going to bring crackers to bed with me. They're vegan.
Professional jump roper named David Fisher used his double Dutch ropes to save a teenager who fell through an icy pond in December. This is in Indiana, and they honored him with a life-saving award at a ceremony last week. Did you hear what I just said? A professional jump roper saved a drowning teen using his double Dutch ropes.
I heard that whole thing. There's so I have a thousand questions. I want you to get through what you've got.
David Fisher has traveled the world as a professional rope jumper. Look at him.
Do people go see this stuff? He's a regular old guy standing there by the edge of a pond.
White guy, hunter looking guy.
Does look like a hunter. He does.
Doesn't look like a professional rope jumper at all.
But what does, I would have thought that a professional rope jumper is an 11-year-old with pigtails. And she had a purple popsicle earlier, so her lips are all purple.
You know what's, not to keep bringing up my kid, but you know when your kids ask you questions, which mine are, one of mine is at a very
questionable
age when she's got a lot of questions. And I remember hanging around the where girls jumped rope because that's where the girls hung out. And so I could do double Dutch and I could do the other jump rope because where were the girls? Doing that.
Yeah.
I could also do
that. Pretty active. It's a good way to get the jiggles out.
What is that other thing? Hopscotch?
Oh, hopscotch. Sure.
I'd hang with them for that too.
Right. Yeah. I used to love hopscotch.
I'm hanging with the girls. Duh.
Like, I was really into jump roping. I loved it. Yeah, yeah. And I did a lot when I wrestled, so we jumped a lot of rope, but I would do double Dutch and get into all that.
Double Dutch is cool. And what was really fun about it when people were really good, and I was never really good at it, but just to, you know, you learn how to do the ropes and then you get, it's the rhythmic thing. It's the singing of the song. So when you learn it, you can figure out how you get in and you start jumping and you know it's all about that rhythm. It's really cool.
Well, you jump into the open mouth. Duh. As it comes wide,
you jump in, jump up over the bottom.
Right.
But then you got to keep on keeping on.
But I wasn't into it. I was into girls. I was just there for the, you know, the ladies. Anyway, this guy, pro jump roper. A neighbor's dog went onto the ice pond to chase the geese. The dog ended up in the water. An 18-year-old man went after the dog and fell in, attempting to save the dog. And then our professional jump roper, who just happened to have his ropes on his hip.
Of course he did. He's like a lasso man.
Without hesitation, I just instinctively went right for my bag of jump ropes and pulled out the double Dutch ropes. I headed out onto the ice pond, and as I started to go out there, I could hear the ice cracking underneath my feet.
Oh, boy.
When I finally did arrive, I slung the rope to him, and he grabbed one handle. And bit by bit, we pulled him out of the ice pond.
Where was this?
This was in Indiana, Sarah.
You know what really sucks about this story?
That the dog died?
Oh, did the dog die?
It doesn't say, actually. No.
What sucks about this story is that...
They dropped the dog out of the story, though, so I'm fearing that it didn't end well for him. They don't say if they saved the dog. They saved the boy.
They scratch it.
They had to save the dog first.
It's really upsetting that... somewhere in Indiana in February, that pond is not frozen solid. Like,
that's what
it is. Because, like, when I grew up, you know,
you're not tripping on the grown man with the double Dutch ropes in his car, in a bag.
Yeah, that's like standalone questions, you know. But it's really, I think about, like, God, that should be a frozen in this, you know, the end of January. Like, you know, there'll be like a football game somewhere in Green Bay in Wisconsin, and they're like, yeah, it's a crazy, you know, it is December 1st, but it's 75 degrees. It's like, that just should not be.
David Fisher will be honored tonight in the town of Westfield, Indiana, for having saved the 18-year-old's life using his double Dutch ropes.
The dog survived.
Oh, thank God.
The dog crawled its way out to safety.
Oh, good job.
You know, the dog will often get out there. Just, you know, if you see a dog go through the ice, don't go. The dog who weighs half or less of what you weigh went through, you shouldn't go after it.
I fell through the ice in my pond at our farm, and our two dogs came out and pulled, and I grabbed one of them, and it pulled me up and out.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I saved my dog by bellying out to it, and it took off. I got it up, and it took off, and then my dad's at the just... Move back! Don't get up! Just slither backwards!
Oh, Gentry was having a heart attack.
Oh, my God. He could not. I was in trouble for that.
I bet.
Oh, you ready?
Yeah, let's play a game, shall we?
All right. That was a great story, though.
That was a good story.
That story.
Sorry I went off on the global warming portion of that program, but it really bothers me when I hear about ponds, you know. Ugh.
Our hero with double Dutch ropes on his hip, though. I mean, how incredible.
He's a rope wrangler. That guy is just a jump rope wrangler.
So Indiana Jones. Oh, and it was in Indiana.
Oh!
Greatest story ever.
That's a great story.
All right, everybody. I'm tired of losing, so I'm going to do the quiz today. We're doing a little Grammy quiz.
Oh, Grammy quiz. Okay.
So, you know, Sarah might have an upper hand on this one. We'll see. All right. Question number one goes to Vinnie Vincenzo. Who was the first artist to win Album of the Year 3 times? Was it Stevie Wonder, Frank Sinatra, or Taylor Swift?
Taylor Swift.
Stevie Wonder.
Stevie Wonder is
Woo!
Correct.
Yeah.
All right. Which artist?
So many good records.
All right, Sarah. Which artist won the first ever Grammy for Best Rap Album? Jay-Z, Will Smith, or Nas?
Will Smith.
I love Nas, but I think it's I'm going to go Jay-Z.
Sorry, it was
Will Smith.
Oh!
For Big Willie Style in 1999.
Sheesh.
Jeez Louise.
All right, Sarah, which album won Taylor Swift her first Album of the Year Grammy? Was it Red, Fearless, or 1989?
Red.
I also say Red.
You both are wrong. It's Fearless.
Oh.
Dang it.
It's 0-2.
Ugh.
El Campeón.
All right. Which song won Record of the Year in both 1994 and 2023? Was it I Will Always Love You, Whitney Houston, Fast Car, Tracy Chapman, or Nothing Compares to You, Sinead O'Connor?
It's got to be Fast Car.
It's Fast Car, Tracy Chapman,
yeah,
Bob.
You guys both got that right. Who was the youngest artist to ever win Album of the Year? Is it Billie Eilish, Olivia Rodrigo, or Lorde?
God, Olivia looked great last night. My kid was like, why isn't she winning? I don't think she had an album this year.
I
think it was the year before.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I think Lorde.
What were the other two choices?
Billie Eilish.
I'm going to say Billie.
You're correct.
Oh,
it's Billie Eilish.
Yeah. I thought maybe Lorde.
Did you see Billie's song?
No.
Oh, she did the Birds of a...
Oh, Birds of a Feather.
Yeah. Is that what it's called?
Yeah, Birds of a Feather.
So well done. It sounded great.
Was her brother on the stage?
Yep.
Yeah. I like them.
They did like one of those projected backgrounds.
Oh.
And they were out in the woods.
Oh.
It was really neat. Looked great.
Where all the birds are.
Huh. All right, which artist has won the most Grammys in a single night? Is it Beyonce? Is it Michael Jackson? Or is it Stevie Wonder?
Oh, geez, I was thinking it was Taylor Swift.
Oh, boy. All right, I'm going to say Michael Jackson, Bob.
I'll say Stevie Wonder.
Mm. Michael Jackson is correct.
All right.
Thank you.
We're tied. 3-3.
Yeah, we are.
All right. Which artist declined to accept a Grammy in protest of racial bias? Was it Jay-Z, The Weeknd, or Sinead O'Connor?
Jeez, I mean, you'd think it would be The Weeknd. Because of his bitching and moaning. But, I mean, it would be just like Sinead to have been the one.
It's so Sinead that it's Sinead.
All right, I'll say The Weeknd.
Oh, it is Sinead O'Connor.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All right, I got one more for you.
All right.
Someone's jumped out in front, by the way.
Yeah, by the way, 4-3.
Which artist has won the most Grammys awards for Album of the Year? Is it Stevie Wonder, Taylor Swift, or Frank Sinatra?
What was the first question?
I don't remember.
It's in the past. You have to go back and listen to it on the podcast.
What's that question again, though? Read that one again.
Which artist won the most Grammys for Album of the Year? Is it Taylor Swift, Frank Sinatra, or Stevie Wonder?
I'm going to say Stevie Wonder.
I'll say Taylor.
Taylor Swift is correct.
We're tied.
You're tied? Hold on, let me see. I can grab you a tiebreaker here.
All this Stevie Wonder. I finally choose him and I get burnt.
I think the first question was something like who's won it three times or something.
Yeah.
So I was like, I don't think that's enough to have won it the most.
All right. Which group won the first ever Grammy for Best Rock Album? Was it U2, the Rolling Stones, or the Beatles?
For Best Rock Album.
Best Rock Album.
U2, the Rolling Stones, or the Beatles?
Uh-huh.
You too, Bob.
I'll say the Rolling Stones.
You too for Octone right. Baby in 1995.
I believe that album.
That was the first time that they gave out Best
Don't ask
Rock
me,
album.
I'll take the win. All right. Thank you, everyone.
Here you go, everybody.
Kisses for everyone. Mwah. That was a come from behind. Oh, show. Goodbye. Be sure to listen for at least an hour today on the Odyssey app. Odyssey. AUDACY. Go get it. So that you can win $5,000. And don't forget, there are tickets for The Weeknd and an Alice Escape with Bruno Mars. Keep it here on Alice all the live long day. And we'll check you back here on Tuesday.
Thank you.
blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
Alice at 97.3.